Last week we had a chat about the decision by the Papua New Guinea government that the Manus Island Detention Center will be closed. And the question is that after today, a hearing is being held by the Papua New Guinea Supreme Court, which will determine the future of those held at Manus, whether they'll be resettled in Australia, Papua New Guinea, a third country, or returned to where they came from. The Refugee Action Coalition Sydney is a community activist organization campaigning for the rights of refugees since 1999 in Australia, and their view on this topic is close the camps and bring the detainees here. They want a permanent and not a temporary visa for the refugees. And on Saturday, they're organizing a rally for this cause. I'm joined now by Ian Rintoul, the spokesperson of the Refugee Action Coalition, to tell us a bit more about this. Good morning, Ian.
Yeah, morning, Sam. How you doing?
So, Ian, I'm going well. On Saturday, you're organizing this rally. What's that about?
Well, it's about finally closing the camps, closing the offshore detention centres. There's been a huge outcry about the Nauru files. Rightly, people are outraged, you know, that the abuse has continued in spite of government inquiries, in spite of, you know, previous investigations, the exoneration of Save the Children people, but the abuse, you know, still continues. The offshore detention centres are untenable. There's a hearing this morning in Port Moresby, and we're hoping that that will give final orders, ancillary orders, to the decision they made in April that the detention centre must be closed. So it's coming to crunch time, you know, I think, and we want these rallies to be as big as we can to send a message to the Turnbull government and to the Labor Party, actually, that offshore processing has to end.
Now, we had to talk about this last week, and the government hadn't then really made any announcement what they were planning to do particularly. Has there been any updates on that front?
No, none at all in that respect. I think the government is still stalling. It's still trying to rely on an agreement between Papua New Guinea and Australia that has been found to be unlawful or unconstitutional. Peter Dutton seems oblivious that there has been that finding by the Supreme Court. So he thinks, I think, that he can continue to, you know, bully Papua New Guinea into accepting that illegal agreement. But I doubt that that's the case, and we're very hopeful that Supreme Court this morning in Papua New Guinea will put an end to that idea.
What sort of feasibility would that plan even have in terms of legality and all of that?
Well, there's no question of the ultimate authority of the PNG Supreme Court. While it's got no immediate authority over the Australian government, its finding is already unequivocal, you know, that Australia was involved in an unlawful agreement with Papua New Guinea. So that's very clear, and I think if the Australian government is to retain any kind of credibility, then it can no longer ignore or treat with contempt Papua New Guinea's legal, you know, institutions. When the Supreme Court actually finds that it's illegal, when it's established in April, not established, it called, it ordered the PNG and Australian governments to take immediate steps to close the Manus Detention Centre. Nonetheless, the Australian government's tried to put its head in the sand and ignore that finding and continue to breach the human rights of the people who they did unlawfully transfer to Manus.
Now, obviously, you, the Refugee Action Coalition, is very interested in the refugees and detainees being sent to Australia and settled here permanently. What do you think about these other options, such as resettlement on Papua New Guinea or shipping to a third country?
Papua New Guinea is impossible. The only people who can stay in Papua New Guinea are those who wish to and can then get, you know, permission from the PNG government to remain there, but they are there unlawfully. So there is no question that they can remain against their wishes in Papua New Guinea. I think this is something else which the Australian government hasn't come to grips with. So there's no question that they cannot be resettled in Papua New Guinea. You know, we're also seeking an order in the Supreme Court to find that Papua New Guinea is unable to actually provide the resettlement arrangements that would be necessary in any case, to try and put it simply beyond any kind of legal, you know, question at all. There is no resettlement program in Papua New Guinea. There's nothing that would be recognised by Australia or by the international community as an acceptable and durable and secure future, you know, for the asylum seekers. As far as the third country goes, that also raises, you know, problems, but nonetheless, we will be asking that people who don't want to return to Australia are ordered by the Supreme Court, or rather the PNG government is ordered to facilitate their transfer to third safe countries. That would mean, resettlement countries. It would mean countries where many of the refugees actually have, families already in, Germany and Norway, New Zealand, Canada and the United States and such like places. So a third country option is possible, but it requires both the cooperation of the PNG government, the Australian government, and probably the UNHCR.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking to Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition Sydney. And Ian, I mean, you've just been talking a little bit about resettlement and that. What are some of the other necessities for resettlement to actually occur? What is needed in that process?
Well, there has to be housing. There has to be psychiatric and medical support. There has to be education. There has to be facility for family reunion. There has to be jobs. There needs to be a question of language and of the possibilities of very, very quick transfer to citizenship. So it's all the kinds of things that people might be familiar with in terms of Australia's resettlement program. When people are brought here from the humanitarian program, they get access to to education, to medical rights, to the possibility of jobs and assistance with jobs, assistance with housing, all those kinds of things. None of those things exist in Papua New Guinea. In fact, Papua New Guinea itself kind of boasts, if you like, if that's the right word, that the only program it's got is effectively a self-reliance program. That is, the people are just placed in the community and, good luck to you. Well, we've seen perhaps 12 people who have themselves transferred from Manus Island to Port Moresby and Lae, two places to try and survive in the PNG community. There's only one person that remains in Lae. Everyone else is either in hospital, transferred back to Manus Island, or is now being supported by PNG in very difficult circumstances in Port Moresby itself. So even the very small attempts that individuals have made to survive in the PNG community have collapsed, or worse, they've succumbed to medical problems or to assaults and robberies.
And Ian, just for those who would like to come on Saturday to support the rally, can you just tell us just a few basic details about it?
Yeah, 1 o'clock Town Hall, Sydney. So that's where the rally will be starting. That's where the speakers will be. We're going to then march from Town Hall via the PNG consulate down to Circular Quay. So it'll be a very good chance to hear speakers talk about the latest possibilities. We've got Nicole Judge, who's one of the first whistleblowers about Nauru and to Manus Island, speaking on the platform. And then we'll be taking the messages to the streets of Sydney and to the Turnbull government and the Labor Party that it's enough is enough. It's time to close the camps and bring all the people from Manus Island and Nauru to Australia.